Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. It's finally autumn. Take advantage of the beautiful fall weather and allow nature to nurture you. Today, we are speaking with Maggie Reynolds, clinical counselor with Work-Life Connections, to better understand how getting out and into nature greatly improves our well-being. Welcome, Maggie.
Hi, Bridget. Thanks. Glad to be here.
What are the benefits of being out in and feeling a part of nature?
We have found that there are a ton of benefits for being out in nature, both for our mental health and our physical health. We found that research shows that there are an array of positive psychological impacts on being outside. Being outdoors in the woods and in park spaces has been associated with decreased stress. It helps to fight depression and anxiety. Walking out in nature has been shown to improve short-term memory loss. See, it helps us to improve our focus and mental fatigue. And we've actually found that being outside in natural sunlight helps for us to sleep at night because it resets some of our sleep-wake cycle that we need to fall asleep at night.
There are tremendous benefits to being outdoors.
Yes. And those are just most of the psychological impacts. Some of the physical impacts that we found is that being outside actually has anti-inflammatory effects, as well as, you know, being out in the sun helps provide the vitamin D that we find that a lot of Americans have insufficient levels of vitamin D.
So lots of great reasons to try to step outside during the day, especially when the weather is as beautiful.
Yes.
So these benefits that you just informed us of, do they also extend to children?
They do, absolutely. So just similar to with adults, being outdoors can help kids to reduce their stress and mental fatigue. The research has found that it helps to improve their confidence too. You know, being outside in the environment helps children to learn in different ways than they might in the classroom or in the home. And also similarly, adults are more likely to be active when they're outside versus inside, and I think that's the same with children. I know various research studies have shown that when children are outside, they're actually more likely, and I think the numbers are double for their level of activity, physical activity, when they're outside versus when they're inside sitting in front of a screen, whether it be computer, video games, or TV. In our age of technology, it's extra important for kids to get outside.
Absolutely. I know that screen time can be a big part of life these days. Mm-hmm. Now, are there any additional benefits that are really primarily for children as opposed to adults, or are they pretty similar?
One of the primary things that stands out to me is when we're working with children who are diagnosed with ADHD or ADD. And again, the research has shown that being outdoors for these kids can be specifically beneficial, and they've found that being outdoors and playing outside has improved their concentration. It allows them a place to release some of their hyperactivity, and it also can provide some restorative factors to relieve that mental fatigue, and that research has found decreases these kids' tendencies towards aggression and some of the angry outbursts that can come along with a disorder.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. A very, very natural way to assist these children. That's great. And what are some good ways to enjoy nature right now? Because I'm sold. I want to get outdoors.
Yeah. Well, Nashville has some great opportunities to be outside, you know, and they don't have to be things that you pay for. So we have lots of free parks and hiking trails. So places like Percy and Edward Warner have a lot of outdoor trails. And the Percy Priest Lake is a great access point to see some wildlife and be outside on the trails. There are also annual events that are occurring this fall. In Centennial Park, they have, you know, the Fall Tennessee Craft Fair and the Nashville Cultural Festival that happen every year. And again, they're free and close to campus. And then, you know, I like to mention that our campus is an arboretum in and of itself. So I really encourage people to get outside during the workday. Take 15 minutes to go for a walk and breathe in some fresh air and look around at our gorgeous campus that's right outside. I do want to mention, too, that some of the impacts that I've been discussing can be gleaned as well from just bringing a little bit of the outdoors inside. And that might include putting up pictures of scenery, outdoor scenery, or bringing a plant inside. And again, we found that that can have some of the similar positive impacts as being outdoor itself.
Oh, that's fantastic. Because we're lucky to be here at Vanderbilt, where we do have access to some outdoor beauty, both on our campus and with Centennial Park being so close by.
Yeah.
But I love that idea that even bringing it indoors, if you can't get outside, that's also helpful, too, to have that reminder of nature right there at hand.
Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maggie, for sharing with us today.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.